If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
The Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's March Madness. We already went through Border Patrol bracketology in the 6 o'clock hour. We talked to Buster Olney from ESPN about the Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter betting scandal that's rocking the baseball world at 7 o'clock. And then we just had a chat with our college basketball insider, Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News, got some of his picks for the tournament today and tomorrow. But right now, normally, Nate's the big wig around here with Kansas basketball, but not when the sausage, Anthony Sherman, straight out of UConn, walks in the studio.
The cock of the walk, baby.
The cock of the walk, defending national champion, and the favorite to win it again.
The cock of the walk, baby.
Sherman, this is your time to shine right now, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is.
It really is.
Listen, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing. I don't
blue blood.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Welcome to the blue blood.
We were there last year. That's okay. We've been there.
We already went through this.
Yeah, you weren't here. But we've already been through this. No, I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that everyone's picking UConn to win.
Well,
embrace the expectations, right? You know, just like the Chiefs. Pressure's a privilege.
Yeah. No, I think. I mean, honestly, they're a good basketball team. They've played really good. I mean, they went to Allen Fieldhouse. Yeah, they didn't win it, but like. They've had some good road games, good in-conference games with Creighton and Marquette. I mean, shoot, even Providence was a good game every once in a while. So yeah, I mean, it's exciting to be a UConn fan. I think my house has all UConn winning. Both my boys and my wife has picked UConn.
Does your wife love it? Does she get all wrapped up in the tournament?
Well, yeah, she's full in softball right now, so she actually asked me to help her get the bracket printed out.
Okay.
So she could do one this morning because she's in her first game's Friday night.
Do you like, I would imagine, because I like it, do you like the fact that Dan Hurley seems to want to fight opposing fans at every road game?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
That's right.
I love it, yeah.
He doesn't, you see some coaches just ignore hecklers. He does not.
No, he wants to take him in the streets.
He will find them, and he will threaten them.
Dude,
you know,
I love that.
He's pissed. He is pissed off. Yeah. See, that's a guy like you talk about. We lose the characters of college basketball, especially around here for so long, were the coaches, right?
Yeah.
When it was, you know, Roy Williams, Norm Stewart, Johnny Orr,
Billy Tubbs.
Absolutely, right? And they were the faces of the program.
Oh,
those
yeah.
were great players, but you know, he'd fit in.
Oh yeah.
Cuz he's all pissed off.
Yeah. Bobby Knight.
All the
right,
time.
Bobby, you know, right? This
all
guy
the
right.
Time.
Yeah. But it works for him.
Yeah,
so they'll have it.
Yeah.
Another guy who might be pissed off if Creighton doesn't go on a long run is a man who could be in studio but he's not. It's Gary Dieter on the phone. Hello, Gary Dieter. Are you ready to ride the wave of the Creighton Blue Jays to the Final Four?
Good morning. I have two things for you. First thing, Anthony Sherman did not graduate from UConn.
Wow.
Second thing, he couldn't get tickets to the national championship last year from UConn. So how's this guy going to have his whole household cheering for UConn? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Buddy, you didn't even go to Creighton. You didn't go to Creighton.
Of all the colleges, he went to like 17 colleges.
Schools that you went to, you didn't even go to Creighton, and you're picking them.
But he can pick. He can jump. Like Alabama's in it, and he don't even want to be a part of it.
I'll tell you one thing, Anthony. If Creighton goes to Natty, they're going to give me tickets to go. I guarantee it.
Hey, Jake.
I don't think they will.
Jake, you know what the best part about this is?
I can turn his phone off.
Just hang up on him. Hang up on him. We'll see you when you get here, bud. Don't talk to me.
You gave up your blood, sweat, and tears for UConn football.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
listen,
all. That's all that matters to me.
He's a bum. Guy's a bum.
We can get Seth Sinovic on the phone. He's a Creighton alum. He might be able to hook Dieter up. Just trying to think of local guys.
Wouldn't he want to hook himself up? Or? Yeah. Oh, he said he's got his
own
hookups.
Okay.
All right.
called.
But you can't get. Hey, listen, you can't get out of the house long enough to go to this national championship.
Are you going to show up on time to the game, or
you show up in the second half, or like what?
Yeah, good one, boys. Hey, I'm going to use that $50 from Jake tonight to book my air flight. Let's go.
Okay, so let's go run through this again. What is the actual bet, Jake Gutierrez? Put this on the record for people that don't know.
So it's straight up, just winners. Garrick has Samford beating Kansas for $50.
Is it
just the first game? Round
was it
one.
Round one or
round
out
one.
Of the first weekend?
It's round one.
Round one. Okay.
First round. Game.
And you made this bet before he even knew who Kansas was going to play in the
correct.
First round.
Yes, yeah, he did.
Which is bold. And so it's just first. It's not first. Because
no.
At first I thought it was the first weekend.
No. Then we'd really have a bet.
But it's the first round.
The first game. Round one.
8:55 tip-off right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So, Gary Dieter, you believe Samford is going to win. Would you get out of the bet if you could right now? If we gave you an out?
Yes.
You would get out?
Yes. I have no doubt.
Oh, you have no doubt.
No,
okay.
No. Right. I'm saying I have no doubt. I'm feeling really good. I didn't know who they'd play. McCullers is out.
Sounds like he's out.
Guard. Oh, he's their shooting guard. He's out. Hunter Dickinson's hurt. Samford guys are talking mess in their press conferences. I love that.
I agree with
buddy. Yeah, don't call in if you don't got good service.
Maybe we should just wait till he gets in the studio to finish this thought.
Yeah.
He's done. He's gone.
Hey, right. take a 20-minute break. Take a 20-minute break. I'll be there soon.
All right. Come on in. All right.
Perfect.
He gone.
Oh, okay, yeah, so basically, it's a straight up bet.
Straight up.
Samford versus Kansas.
He's got
$50.
Samford. I got KU. $50.
And he made this bet before the brackets were even revealed. So
correct. If I lose, I'm paying them all in dimes.
Yeah. Well, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I like that.
So all you pay him. That's it.
I like that.
That's it.
But I won't have to be paying him. I'm sure he'll pay me in pennies. I'll take him.
So did you go to basketball games?
We went to a couple.
They play in stores? Where'd they play?
They play in stores, and then they play at the XL Center in Hartford.
Yeah.
So back and forth between the games.
I've worked UConn game at both those spots.
Yep.
I guess some women's basketball games that they play in a tournament at the Mohican Sun, like a big casino there.
Is yeah.
That's somewhere. I don't remember what town in Connecticut that was in.
You ever cross paths with Gino? Women's coach?
No.
We had him on the show one time, and he was awesome.
Yeah, no, I've never talked to him. I did talk to Calhoun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that?
Sat down and had a nice conversation with him. It was good.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah, I bet. He seems like
old school dude. Yeah. You could talk forever, and it was a great conversation.
He's an Easterner.
It is crazy to think back, like, to that game you went to at Allen Fieldhouse, that it seemed like Kansas was on the same level as Connecticut, you know?
Yeah.
It's a home game,
they
but...
They had swag.
Yeah.
They lost that
they lost all
throughout
of
that year, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the year. But, no, it was awesome. I mean, but, again, those are the experiences you look back on during the tournament and push through.
Yeah.
And that's why I think UConn and a lot of these schools, like, I mean, Kansas did it. They played Kentucky. They played all these big-time, you know, schools outside their conference, which is huge when it comes to tournament play.
Yeah, it's just wild that Kansas has fallen off so much since then. Obviously, the injuries have something to do with it, but they were struggling even before we knew these guys were out. Of course, maybe the fact that McCullough wasn't what he is, you know, couldn't play like he's supposed to had something to do with it, but, man... Completely different vibes from Connecticut to Kansas right now.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
When you decided to go to UConn, was that like an easy choice, or did you have some other options that were close, or how'd you end up at UConn?
The facilities. I had Boston College late as well, and it was a $51 million facility that UConn had just built. I was the first class to go all four years through the facility. It was awesome. It was an hour from the house, an hour and a half from the home stadium. I wanted to play somewhere close for the family to go to watch, and UConn was awesome. We finished in the Fiesta Bowl. We lost to Oklahoma, but it was
Is that why you don't like Leba?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons.
I mean, you went to the Fiesta Bowl. UConn football was up and running.
Yeah, it was. That was the last of the the greats right there because they haven't been to anything since.
What happened, in your opinion?
I don't know. I don't think the coaching that they've gotten the last couple of years has been very good. I think Moore has done a good job. I mean, I think his first or second year, he got him back to a bowl game. And then last year wasn't great. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know if those smaller schools are going to be able to keep up with NIL and all that other stuff for a program that's not top like basketball.
Okay, so let's talk about the Chiefs. Hollywood Brown,
yeah,
is the new weapon for Patrick Mahomes. And, like, I was big on Hollywood Brown. I think Jake and Nate liked the idea of it, but were curious about the hefty price tag that they thought it might cost the Chiefs.
Yep.
But, damn, 1 year, $6.5 million guaranteed. It could get up to $11 million. When you compare that, see what he's doing in there? He's drinking the ginger with the cayenne, right?
Yeah,
ginger shot. Why don't you ever give one to Sherm? He'd like to have that.
One next week?
Yeah, I'll take one with
okay.
you.
Awesome.
So you can compare it to what the other wide receivers got.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this idea.
It's a guy that wants to win a Super Bowl.
There you go. We've talked about this idea that, okay, hey, now once the Chiefs won a Super Bowl, oh, you're going to start to see some veteran guys maybe take less or play on one-year deals or come in here because they want to win. And they want to win a Super Bowl. They want to play with Patrick Mahomes. And when it didn't happen right off the bat a lot, fans got kind of pissy about it. Like, well, what happened to guys wanting to take less to play with Mahomes? This is a perfect example because he had other offers. And based on the free agent market, he could have got 2 or 3 years. I don't know what did Curtis Samuel get, 3 years, $24 million? He could have got something like that. But he comes here for 1 year to play with the Chiefs. And you know that Andy Reid's going to put him in the best situation to succeed. He's going to play with Mahomes, and he goes to the place where he gets the best chance to win a championship.
Yeah.
And so you buy into that, hey, I want to go. And guess what? He still could get $11 million.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's very similar to Juju.
That's right.
He came in 1 year, and then he got paid the next year after winning a Super Bowl. So it's what you – as me as a player, that's what I would have wanted. That's what I would have done. Is gone somewhere, which I was fortunate enough to be in the place, but I would have went somewhere for less money. Obviously, it was still not much money as a fullback anyways, but I would have went somewhere less just to have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
I don't know how dysfunctional or the situation you were in Arizona, but he's doing the same thing you did, going from Arizona to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I would imagine he's going to like things in Kansas City a lot more as far as Andy Reid and the culture and everything else. What was that like going from Arizona to then Andy Reid in his first year?
Well, first, I mean, the weather, for one, is a little bit nicer in Arizona. I mean, I came from, I think it was 95 the day I left, and the next day in Kansas City it snowed.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, I mean, I'm not worried about the snow.
You get prepared
for everything.
But
I'm like, all right, well, I guess we're ready for anything out here. But no, I mean, the culture itself, I mean, it's a winning program. I mean, Coach Reid has an unbelievable culture that he's set in that facility on that team. And he's coming into a stable environment that knows who their quarterback is, that knows who their stars are, that has a fan base that is never, ever going to make you do, silent count at home. Because that happened a couple times to us in Arizona.
Oh,
now, we weren't very great then, but...
well, they're not now.
That's what you get out there. They don't have... I mean, not a lot of people are from Arizona to be diehard fans.
Yeah.
So, for Kansas City, they're gonna welcome him, and he's already probably felt that with with the tweets and all the social media stuff, but he'll have fun here. He'll love Arrowhead, and he's going to be a good player for us.
And doesn't it seem like he's just a perfect fit for what they need as far as the offense and a speed guy that can
I mean,
take the top off the defense?
He's going to add, I mean, put it this way, he's a good, solid name with some years of experience that has produced when he's got the opportunity.
Nate Bucchetti.
So the other big story, obviously, is what's going to happen with L'Jarius Sneed, right? It's been all over the place. Some people reporting he's traded. Other people saying no, it's not close. What do you think right now?
I have no idea. where I'm sitting here looking at all that stuff and going, I have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, ideally, you'd love to keep them around if you could. I also think that when the salary cap keeps going up as much as it does, it does help if you can kind of get, you know, work a deal where maybe this first year, kind of like Chris did, that's not too high. And then once that salary cap continues to grow, you can add, you know, some money at the end. But I don't know. I think they're trying to put Snead in a good position with a trade. So they are. I feel like they're trying to find him a good team and get him a deal that he wants before they just go and trade him for whatever. And a player like that, I mean, you have his rights right now. So it's like, and I don't see Snead being a guy that's going to hold out or anything like that. I think he'll, if it comes to it, he'll sign that and he'll play this year on that and then just earn it again and go get paid.
Yeah, I mean, like, he in terms of getting paid, obviously he wants the big contract, the 3-4 year deal. But worst case scenario, he's getting $19 million guaranteed. That's like five times as much made already in his career, right?
I'll take that, yeah.
No, that's a good payday.
That's a good payday. Something you can, you know, set a family up on for sure.
But like you said, you made the comparison to Juju, and I did as well. He came in here, played a year, was the number one wide receiver, won a championship, and then got the multi-year deal from New England.
Yeah.
And that's there's every reason to believe that Hollywood could do the same thing.
He could, for sure. I mean, I think that's what he's banking on. He's betting on himself. He's betting on himself with Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach. So it's a good day for the Chiefs to have that and to build on that. And I can already tell you, Coach is probably in there drawing up plays for him right now.
That's the truth. We've got Anthony Sherman in studio. The other thing that we're waiting on is left tackle. Because, you know, last year they went with a stopgap, and they have Wanye Morris as the kid that they drafted in the third round that played a little bit. But they either have to sign a free agent or draft a guy or trade for a guy unless they believe it's – I mean, we saw Wanye Morris. Do you think he's ready now?
I mean, he did well when he went out there. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but you don't expect it to be with a younger guy that's going out there – you know, not fully prepared probably for starting role. But at the same time, I think that it doesn't hurt to go bring a guy in maybe to get another year of you know, reps for him and camp and other things. But listen, I have no idea. He might know the offense inside and out. He might know protections. He might know everything and they feel comfortable. And there's going to be a point when they're going to have to go with him or that was a wasted pick. So it might be this year that they're just like, hey, we're going to roll with them and we'll go through the little couple of growing pains here and there and we'll work through it.
I mean, it would be great if he was the guy. But
I think they're drafting one, first-round draft pick.
You think so?
Yep. And if they need, then, you know, depending on what they do with Snead, if they get some more draft capital, if they love a guy at the bottom of the first round, they'll move up and get that guy.
Listen to him. He's got some inside source.
Oh, I don't know about
looking
that. I mean, you know, he's just taking a swing here. But I like it.
Yeah, I like it, Jake.
When Jake makes a prediction, he makes it with confidence.
Yeah. And that's, even, you know, if it's not confident,
right.
He makes it.
Yeah.
If you're going to be wrong, be wrong and be
own it.
Authoritative.
Yeah,
be aggressively
own it.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I'll never complain about investing in the offensive line.
Nope.
To protect Mahomes.
No, I mean, you win championships up front on both sides of the ball, and they did that with bringing back Chris, and we'll see what happens with the offensive line.
You know, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, because I was disappointed that Mike Edwards is leaving to sign with the Buffalo Bills. But, damn it, that was another reasonable free agent signing that he came in, and look at what a big role he played, especially after Brian Cook got hurt. And he stepped in, and just like it was very comparable to the Drew Tranquil signing, where it didn't make headlines, it was a one-year deal, it didn't break the bank, but where would they have been last year without Mike Edwards when they started to suffer from injury? He made big plays, and he was very dependable down the stretch into the playoffs. And so even though it was 1 year, he had a hell of a year with the Chiefs. Disappointed that he's going to the Buffalo Bills, but that's another feather in Brett Veach's cap.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you'll take those. you'll take those guys that you know might 1 year little chance on them, and they go out there and win a Super Bowl for you, and you know next year they move on. So it is one of those things where, hey, you take it, and you know hopefully he has success in Buffalo.
Not too much.
Well, I mean, it won't. They'll lose in the wild card something. Anyways, they'll they're not going to be.
That's a reasonable
same thing, but it's a reasonable. Yeah, go somewhere where maybe you can win a couple regular season games and lose in the playoffs.
Okay. So you're no stranger to the bow and arrow, right?
No.
Give us your background, please.
I've been hunting for the last 12 years.
Right.
depends on the season, but mostly with a bow and arrow. Yeah.
Did you hear any of Nate Buchanan's comments?
No, I just but you kind of mentioned it.
Somewhat disrespectful comments.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this isn't the place to say that. I'll tell you that. No,
I don't think so.
There could be people in the trees right now waiting for
him.
He doesn't. You never know. Like they'll sit there for a while for a deer.
Yeah, that's true. They're patient.
This is all we said because it happened. Because Jamie Bloom was talking about baseball not being an Olympic sport, and we all think baseball should be. And then I don't know who said it, but said, there's a lot of sports that shouldn't be Olympic sports or whatever, right?
I said it's crazy that baseball's not. I was like, wall climbing? That's an Olympic sport, and baseball's not?
Look at how many people around the world play baseball. How many people do wall climbing?
And they said, something like archery, that's an Olympic sport. And so then Jake pushed back to, hey,
I participate. Have you seen some of that stuff that they do?
But like he participated. But what I think what Nate underestimated, because even right here in our little circle, Jake, you, Mike Boddicker, Bluma.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot that we just, there's a lot more than you thought. At least that, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I acknowledge
that. Now there's people that want to shoot you in the arrow, shoot you in the ass with an arrow.
I know. Well, that's probably always been the case.
Right.
But my point was that, I think there is a difference to say, because Jake calls himself an archer, but he's never entered an actual archery competition. I mean, that's different than,
But if I shot 4 days a week, go out and target shoot 4 days a week into a target, I mean that.
Why don't you enter some competitions then?
Because I do it for I don't do it to compete.
Everything's got to be a competition with him.
I mean,
well, that's what the Olympics are. It's a competition.
Right,
I mean,
but
like,
I'm also not trying to win a gold medal. Like it's not my goal.
I guess what I'm saying is when we list people as archers, how many of them are actually doing archery? Doing for entering tournaments and things like that.
Is Sherman archer?
I don't know. Do you do that?
I don't do tournaments. No.
Right.
No.
What do you do?
I hunt animals.
You're an archer.
Which I think is way more impressive because now you're hunting things that are you're shooting at things that are moving.
Well, you try to stop them.
Could you
stop them before you shoot them? But,
could you shoot an apple off his head from a reasonable distance?
I mean, if I've got free clear to, if I miss, I miss. I'm like, yeah, I'll
but,
try
I mean,
it.
How much confidence?
I'll try it.
How much confidence do you have in your ability? Could you? It could be something bigger. A melon.
I'd like to
a
see
a honeydew melon. How about that?
We have any guys that we could do it for charity?
That's what I've been trying to make.
Like now he's going to fight Gehrig,
right?
And he's going to take an
it
apple.
Does I like my chances better of fighting Gehrig than I do standing in front
there
of
it is.
You know?
It's again, oh,
hey guy,
insinuating, insinuating
that
fighting you is not that big of a deal for him.
It's not as dangerous as standing in front of a person with a live bow and arrow.
Have you seen those guys though? Shoot, like they're. You'd be fine.
That's what I want. No, for like you. So like what distance
trust
are we talking about? A honeydew melon. It doesn't have to be an apple.
Honeydew melon?
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. It's delicious. We need it afterwards.
I like that.
I know. How far?
30 yards.
30 yards.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, no, what do you say about that? Is that a wow?
I'm impressed. 30 yards? I mean, that's,
yeah.
Like,
now he's questioning your skills as an archer.
No,
over there.
I think someone who's dialed in from 30 yards.
You've got an eagle eye. You
I'm
can
like
take care of it.
20, 25, I'm pretty dialed in. But once you go past 25, once I start going
well,
down.
Are we are we talking about their bows or are we talking about like compound?
Whatever
like
you got.
Like hunting bow.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh, yeah, 30 is good.
Yeah.
Gary, is that something you'd be interested in seeing?
Yeah.
Mike Boddicker
I can see
Anthony Sherman.
I can see Boddicker. He could probably get that thing from 50. I'll give him that.
So what fruit or vegetables do you eat? Apple too small.
If he walks in here, I'm like, he can shoot.
He taught me how to shoot.
A pumpkin.
A pumpkin on his head?
A pumpkin.
I think we ought to have Jake do it since he's so, you know, he believes in this so much.
How many yards?
You'd be dead.
Right.
No, I mean, you would be the person that they
cleared that. You're cleared from that. That's part of the hazard.
I just signed a waiver.
I could probably hit a melon off his head.
Probably.
From 20?
Maybe. I think you should put the melon on your head.
No.
This needs to be a question.
I'm not questioning archery.
Okay, sure.
That needs to be like, show a picture of Nate so everyone knows who it is, and we'll see what the take is.
In terms of how many people do
archery? We'll just do it. Yeah. Right. I'd love to just shoot him with a bow.
I wish we could ask Willie Gay that. He would have had a good answer. Who's here now? Look at this
Kadarius
guy.
Tony.
Where were you at?
Huh? Wife is 6. I'd take our daughter to school.
Is she all right?
Yeah. Hey, how dumb is the MLB, though? How are you going to open the season out? Not in America.
And then go back to spring training.
I think the whole country is wrapped up in this game, though. They're fired up.
People don't have... There
Nobody
are a lot of people that have
going on,
no idea that this is happening.
This is regular season?
These games count.
The second game.
Oh.
I get an argument with a friend of mine. I said, these games count. He said, no, they don't. I said, yes, they do.
Back when, like, opening day was, like, the biggest day of the year in the baseball calendar.
Now, and the way he tried to argue it back to me, he's like, so you mean to tell me they're playing 2 games, and then they're going to go back to spring training and then restart the season in a week? I go, yes.
Right.
And it sounds ridiculous, but that's what they're doing.
So stupid.
I think it's more popular over there than it is here, though.
Well, yeah, because it's there, and you can go to it.
I just mean baseball in general.
Oh. But look. They're not going to get max viewership for the MLB opener at 5 a.m. first pitch.
You don't think that's prime time viewing?
No. They're trying to grow the game globally. Soccer. But did you know?
No.
These count.
Well, baseball, I didn't even know the regular season was starting up.
So now, have you been following this controversy now, this big story of Ohtani and his interpreter?
I think he's got the Italian mob on his back.
There's every possibility that there's some...
You got to have a blame guy. You got to have a fall guy.
You think it's Ohtani that was gambling?
No question.
How much are they going to have to pay that interpreter to take the fall for all this?
Probably like $10 million. Get out of here.
So you know what else? You know what else?
In
somebody
bags
brought
of
up?
Cash too, because they're tracking all his money now.
Okay. No feds.
Now listen, these are all. Shockingly,
allegedly.
Yeah, Steve St. John Sr. called
that. That's
right.
Go on, Gary Dieter.
We need to talk.
Listen to me.
You don't need to pay your taxes.
No,
coming on the show.
I will. Okay, I went down this.
You're going to hear some interesting stuff, buddy.
Something. That show might end.
Garrick said he wanted someone like that the other day.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're asking?
Me and Iceman have texted before. I know what he is.
Ask him what happens if he gets pulled over for speeding.
I know. I've seen that stuff on TikTok lately. Those people suck, but I don't feel like Jake would be that lame.
No. I'm on their side.
Oh, he's lame.
Not that lame.
No, don't say that about Jake.
Listen to me, Jake. We went down this rabbit hole of the conspiracy theories, right?
Yes.
And so someone asked if you had a gambling problem that was out of control and you were trying to get a hold of it, maybe you would defer your salary 10 years. So you remember like all this weird stuff, like why is Ohtani deferring, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to have that cash on me right now.
He's only getting paid, $2 or $5 million, right?
like if you're rich and you have a trust fund set up and you don't trust your kids to handle it right, you can like set it up. They can get a little bit of money now. Then when they're 35, they can get a little bit more, you know, because they're going to squander.
Jake's buying into that one. You like that one or not?
It fits.
Yes,
he's setting up his own trust fund for himself.
MLB's not going to be dumb and let Shohei get out of the league just because of gambling. So you got to.
You're either going to sweep it under the rug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how can you
make
let
him
it
go play minor league basketball for a couple years, you know?
Maybe.
No, there's one guy that's on. I can't remember the Twitter. He's coming in with all these conspiracy theories that they didn't want to ban him totally, so they banned him for pitching. So they faked the injury. So I said, okay, you DH, but you can't pitch.
That'd be smart for the Dodgers. You know.
Is that really gonna solve the problem?
I don't know.
His fall guy is though.
They were yucking it up and having fun in the dugout yesterday, and then now he's
because that guy just got $10 million bucks to go away.
All I saw was Giancarlo Stanton hit 1,200-foot home runs yesterday.
Did they count?
Yeah, they counted. What do you mean?
He hit what?
Three home runs, 1,200 feet in total.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant he hit like a 1,200-foot home run.
460 feet.
Spring training?
I don't know.
Yeah. Spring training,
I don't know. Right? I mean, I don't know what that MLB's doing. It might be a regular season game. It might count. Who knows?
Yeah, they're actually playing that game in Siberia.
All right. I want to remind you, go to 810WHB.com. You still got less than a couple of hours to sign up for the Sports Radio 810 Bracket Contest. And we will break as soon as Nate Bucati tells us about the wonderful sponsors that bring us the Bracket Contest. Fabulous prizes, including a Big Papa drum smoker and other items. Back in the day, Jake used to be a Big Papa drum smoker,
but
he cleaned his act up, and here he is back producing with us. Who is responsible for making this wonderful Sports Radio 810 Bracket Challenge possible?
I want to get my hands on that smoker.
Nate Bucati.
Our sponsors are Mr. Davis. You know, Todd Lebo's the only underwear he wears.
That's right.
He usually doesn't wear underwear, but when he does, Mr. Davis is what he wears. Dewey's Pizza. Truity Credit Union. Maybe Shohei Ohtani needs a credit union. I don't know. And Green Grass Cattle Company, best beef anywhere.
Go to 810WHB.com, click on the bracket contest, and you could enter and match wits with Jake Gutierrez right here on Sports Radio 810WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810WHB. Hollywood Brown signs with the Chiefs, Gary Dieter. What is your reaction?
It's a good number two. Don't need him to be anything more than a number two receiver.
1 year deal, reasonable deal compared to the other wide receiver contracts that are thrown out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of money thrown out for some receivers this year. And, yeah, I think the value that you're going to get out of him is, I mean, I would probably say, we'll see after the season, but I'll do a hot take. He's probably, for his contract, he'll be the most valuable free agent receiver signed. I don't think it's really a hot take because he didn't sign for that much money, but I'll say it. It's on the record.
He said it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what he says goes, huh?
That's right. What I said last year, and it stuck.
So what's reasonable expectations for Hollywood Brown in a Chiefs uniform?
Say, I think he'll finish with 900 yards.
Oh.
And like 8 touchdowns.
Now we're talking. Partner?
I think Kelsey will have like 700 to 900 yards this year with like 13 touchdowns.
Rice?
I think he'll have like 1,300 yards.
How many yards are Mahomes going to have?
I mean, what is same as he's been averaging in the last like 5 years? Probably like 4,800.
I mean, Does it surprise you at all that Brown doesn't average more yards per catch? He averages 11.6 for his career. And, like, a lot of times when you think of big – because we think of him as a deep threat, usually those guys are, like, 15-plus yards per catch. Does that surprise you at all?
Well, I don't think he's been on a team the last few years that he's – I think they – he obviously had some inconsistencies with quarterbacks. And then I think just look at what he did with the Ravens. He was more of a deep threat. And then you go to Arizona – and you're the number one guy, and I think you have to – when you're the number one guy, I think you have a lot more attention on you, and you have to be catching the ball underneath and making plays, not just over top. But I think with the how the Chiefs' offense will be, I mean, it will be the kind of exact opposite. They're going to rely on him to be the deep threat. I mean, Rashee Rice didn't really go deep at all last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was kind of catching everything underneath and running with the ball. So I would expect that same thing, and – use Hollywood in those spots where MVS was, where Justin Watts was going deep. I would just throw Hollywood in those and see how it goes. I mean, I haven't really paid too much attention to him. I think he's been under the radar the last couple of years being in Arizona. So it's tough for me to sit here and say, like, yeah, he's an awesome signing. I haven't really seen much of him. So, but from his time with the Ravens and just from the guys talking about him the last few days, it seems that he's a good worker. He's hungry to come in and be a focal point of the offense.
You know what starts today in Kansas City?
what is today? Thursday, March 21st.
NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships. Downtown.
I knew that.
T-Mobile Center, Kansas City, Missouri.
You got tickets for us?
No, but I can get them. I thought you guys had tickets.
No,
I
haven't.
Garrett doesn't get anything.
No, chicken and
pickle. What were you telling me when we 3 weeks ago you said you
Chicken and Pickle didn't buy their suite for some reason, so. But go to Chicken and Pickle in Overland Park today, watch the games, I'll be there.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, NCAA Division I Wrestling Championship. So neither one of you guys are gonna go down now.
Wow. I'd love to go down.
I would love to go tomorrow. Somebody? You out there? Somebody?
I'm free to go tomorrow or Saturday if anyone wanna.
Somebody?
I can work on it.
I'll bet you
Nate doesn't care.
I would love to go. I'll be out of town, but I would love to go.
It's a convenient excuse.
It is
every weekend.
Soccer.
It pretty much is. Yes, it is a pretty convenient excuse, but it's true.
I want to go see Keegan O'Toole.
What happened to last year when you were gone all the time? Is that coming back?
No, hopefully. Are you hoping for that?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure.
There might be a stretch or two, but hopefully this year I'm getting a lot more Saturday games so far, which means I can leave on Friday, come back Sunday, so I don't have to miss work.
Oh, great.
So sorry to disappoint everybody. Right. Hopefully I'll be home a lot more during the
for
week.
Your family,
my family's disappointed too.
Yeah.
Now, I think that I used to go watch the Kansas State High School Wrestling Championships a lot because Ark City, where my mom lived, was like the wrestling capital of the state of Kansas. When I was in high school, they were on a stretch of like 10 straight state championships. They put a lot of guys into Division I wrestling programs. But anyways, that would always be in Wichita. And you want to talk about a really fun sporting event. I would encourage people to go down there this weekend, get tickets, because that will be really, really entertaining
That's
stuff.
That's this weekend?
Yeah.
They did it the same weekend as NCAA wrestling championships?
No.
That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about the wrestling championships.
The wrestling, the
I'm encouraging people to go to the wrestling.
I thought you were talking about Wichita.
He would go.
I'm just talking about my experience of going to watch.
Dude, he used to go
days.
To high school. Right.
That makes sense.
I have never.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, why would they schedule it at the same time?
No. I don't know when the state wrestling championship is, but I'm sure
it's over.
It's, not right now. I'm just saying that even watching the high school state championships, really, really entertaining stuff.
Yeah.
So imagine watching the best wrestlers in the country in college, and they're right here in Kansas City. So if you were looking for something to do this weekend, I think that would be a wonderful event to go to.
You can go down there and root on Keegan O'Toole, who is the two-time national championship champion for Missouri, as he goes for his third national title in the 165-pound division.
I'm taking
How many guys? They only got one down there?
No, they got a bunch of guys that qualify, but he's
the one that's got
two-time national champion. So
I think Iowa State's going to win it.
No, it's going to be Penn State, nobody else.
Yeah, Penn State's really good.
Yeah, or at least,
I think Oklahoma State's decent.
Oklahoma State's good.
Who else?
Iowa.
Yeah.
Keegan O'Toole, baby.
Big Ten.
Let's take a break back after this on WHP. So you nervous about your bet with Jake tonight?
No, I've never
Sanford
felt.
Sanford and KU, right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I've never felt more confident. I feel really good.
He's got his Drake shirt on. You got Drake going. I got him in the second round against...
Who do they play today? They play tomorrow?
Drake.
I think I feel like I picked them. I don't know.
Yeah. Washington State?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I think I did pick Drake, actually.
All right.
I was letting Gigi pick all the teams for a minute, and it was taking too long, so I just started clicking.
There you go.
I made sure Crane was winning the Natty, though.
Yeah.
I like that guy today. Hey, they got all the pieces, man. They put it together.
So he says Sanford's winning, Nate Bucati. Defend Kansas. I mean, say something. Just
well, I don't know what's going to happen. It wouldn't stun me if KU loses this game the way they're stumbling right now.
Come on, man.
But I think the things I understand about Sanford is that they're very small and they shoot very well, which kind of reminds me of myself, back in the day. And I didn't win a lot of games. I think that, if KU plays any level of defense against the three, they should win the game, and it shouldn't be too big of a problem for them. But they don't seem like a team with any swagger at all. I've never seen a Bill Self-coached team at Kansas lack swagger the way this one does right now. And I think you can see it in their body language when they play. maybe having Dickinson back on the court will help them get some of that back. Maybe the fact that they got like a guy like DeJuan Harris, who's got experience winning national championship and all that stuff in the tournament, will help them. Maybe the fact Bill Self said for the first time in his career at Kansas, they're the team that has a chip on their shoulder. Maybe he can use that. But it's weird. I saw somebody point this out, and I think this is interesting. You always used to, like, part of the annual tradition at Kansas is some point in the middle of the winter, the team loses a game, and Self goes off on how soft the team is after the game to the media. And the way that Bill Self uses the word soft, he says it in a way like it's the most disgusting word ever. Like, he just thinks that's the worst thing you could be is soft. And I don't remember that happening this year. I saw somebody point that out. Like, he never really went off on the team for being soft, at least as far as I can remember. And it almost seems like maybe he's worried that they're too soft to take him telling them how soft they are. I don't know what it is. But this team, man, I saw them at the Big 12 tournament in person. Obviously, they didn't have Dickinson or McCullough in the game that they played. But just looking at their body language in when the team introductions happened, I never seen a Kansas team that looked less confident. And so that does worry me. I mean, I'm not expecting them to go far, especially now that McCullough's out. But I would think they should still be able to go out there with a little chip on their shoulder and beat Samford in this game.
So explain to us why you're on the Creighton bandwagon when you do have one of the schools you attended in Alabama as a viable contender in this tournament.
Creighton, I don't know why I took them up last year on a bet. They won the bet for me, and then I think I bet them again the next day or 2 days later, won the bet for me. So then I just became a fan. They're fun to watch. I never heard anything about them, and then watched them. Very exciting brand of basketball they play. They got guys that have been there for a few years, which is uncommon in college basketball these days. So it's fun watching guys that have played together for a few years in the college level and have a name at the school. So
and they just lost in a conference tournament, right?
Yeah.
To
Providence.
No, I knew who they lost to. I just wanted to know if Gehrig did.
Yeah. Nice gritty team.
And then Providence lost the first round of the NIT tournament. Mm-hmm. So that's going to give you some good confidence.
You're talking about NIT. You're talking about conference tournaments, buddy. I don't give a shit.
Wow. So why don't you support Alabama in their endeavors?
I was only there for like 6 months.
But you were there.
About 6 months longer than you were at Creighton.
SMU. You graduated from SMU.
I graduated from Bowling Green.
Wait, are they? Do they have a basketball program?
I bet on them versus Toledo. They won that game.
Do they have
a
basketball program?
Do they have a? They have a guy that's been in the NBA for like 10 years. What are you talking about?
I'm asking. Do they have one now?
Yeah, they're pretty. They're like a good MAC team.
Okay.
Will you root for Alabama even at all? Like when they're playing, do you care?
No, not. I mean, no.
Football wise, you do though.
I mean,
it must be nice to be you. Really. He just goes and just pick who you want that week and just say that.
None of my three teams have ever lost in the same week.
So you say I can't root for UConn because I didn't graduate. So you can't root for any of the schools but Bowling Green?
You claim UConn, though. I don't claim any of the other schools.
Yes, you do. You have shirts that you wear all the time from these other
schools.
What
shirt? What's he wear?
Bama.
You've never seen me in a Bama shirt.
What?
He wears Bama shirts in here all the time.
No, it's not.
Oh my
Does he
gosh.
Wear Bama shirts or not?
Yes.
I wear more sporting than any of those others.
Let's go.
Bama, SMU.
I don't wear anything SMU.
Bowling Green.
I have one Bowling Green zip-up that I don't wear.
You have a Creighton? Anything Creighton?
No, I'm trying to go to Charlie Austin today.
Aren't you supposed to be going to get stuff from Creighton?
I might.
What's your favorite school that you attended then? In terms of support?
I think the best campus is SMU. I think the most fun I had was Bowling Green. And then, obviously, the experience of football is Alabama. But
you lost the national championship?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
They're playing that on TV the other day. I had a drop in the game.
Yeah.
Take us through that. Who was the quarterback?
Jalen Hurts.
Was it a good ball?
Nah, I mean, if he would have hit me in stride, just put the ball
in
the chest.
Excuse.
Did you show him up after, like, throw your hands up? Like, no. Hey, I wanted it here.
I'm not like no, that.
No,
unless it's Matty Moore.
I was going to say, there's video proof out there that you've done that before.
If my quarterback can take that type of criticism, and I'm tight with him, then yes, I'll do that. But, nah, if he would have just threw it.
You didn't even know Matt at the
now
time.
Now you're saying Jalen Hurts can't take it. Well,
he's a true freshman at the time.
By the way, the game is over in Korea.
Oh.
15-11, the Padres beat the Dodgers in a game that few people knew was happening. And they're going over
Shohei
now.
Shohei Ohtani made millions off it, though, somehow.
So his interpreter took responsibility for actions, admits he has a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
He said Ohtani had zero involvement in betting.
Besides paying my fine.
And he said, I never bet on baseball. That's 100%.
I think we just take his word on all that.
We'll just call, shut it down. Close the investigation now.
Okay.
Close the investigation now.
Good enough for us.
Thanks.
I mean, that could have been Ohtani saying it. You have no idea.
I don't want to say
Ohtani that. Ohtani could have said it. He just translated it to himself.
You don't think it's like the same thing happened in the NFL?
I don't think it deserves any further scrutiny. Look, the guy said it was all him.
How should we interpret those comments?
Wire transfer.
What did you just say?
I said you don't think like the same thing would happen like NFL or NBA, the biggest star.
Well, tell us
in the league.
Would it?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like it would be the same thing. Like the league would try to cover it up. You can't lose a guy like LeBron or like Pat or
I don't think those guys are going to.
No, they're not. But
isn't that why Jordan wouldn't play baseball?
That's what the rumors is.
I don't know. If we see Ohtani go play basketball, then we know what
he's going to end up playing in the G League.
No, he's going to play for the Chiefs.
I just lost the passion for baseball.
Let's get Ohtani on the Chiefs.
Yeah,
he was huge. He could play tight end.
No.
Who would have to be the
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about any of these others.
Ohtani's like 6'5".
I don't care. I don't want to hear about him, LeBron, any of these guys.
Nate says LeBron
would
be an all-pro tight end.
No, he didn't.
You have in the past. You have to. And you said he could be a great goalkeeper.
I never said any of these maybe things. A goalkeeper is a bullshit like that, but
yeah!
Hey, hey, hey! You cannot say that.
Hey, 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 hey!
March Madness, baby.
Back after this on WHB.